Ah, welcome back, Sports Zone. Keith, Julio, and Gags all on the air chairs this afternoon. Still to come, Joe Ligurski will join us on the show about 45 minutes from now. We go to the phones and visit with our next guest. He is the Senior Associate Athletic Director at the University of Wyoming and color commentator extraordinaire for Cowboy Hoops. He'll be headed to Denver tomorrow night. Kevin McKinney on the program. Good afternoon, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm good. So I'm a warm-up act.
You know, you're right in the middle. We had a guest on in the 3 o'clock hour and Joe in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, so Joe's the main act.
Usually is, Kevin.
He usually is.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very nice. Got to spend it with my sister, and that's always wonderful. So
very nice.
It was very nice. And yeah, all of you guys, I assume, did.
Ate way too much, yes.
Yeah.
So that's par for the course, yeah.
Well,
Julio went back home.
Went back home to Chicago and watched the Bears beat the Packers. I couldn't ask for a better Thanksgiving, Kevin.
It was the best Thanksgiving I've had in years.
Absolutely.
I was very fearful of even watching it.
Oh, same here, Kevin. I told my dad, who fell asleep Friday morning, that the Bears won, and he couldn't believe it. He thought I was lying to him,
yeah.
But it actually happened.
I actually watched that last drive knowing full well that Rodgers was going to take them to a touchdown. I don't know why I kept watching. I almost turned it off, but I kept watching, and lo and behold, it happened.
It sure made that slice of apple pie after the game, or pumpkin pie, even better.
Gags and I now know how you guys must feel whenever Kevin and I start talking about the Cardinals.
Oh,
should we leave him and Julio alone?
Yeah,
so they can...
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, no.
We went off on a tangent.
No, that's fine. It's, you know, settled me down a little bit. Kevin, your thoughts? You know, the postseason honors came out for the Mountain West. Brian, four Wyoming Cowboys making second team all-conference. You could make a case, especially for one guy, that they should have been first team in Brian Hill. I absolutely think it's ridiculous he was left off the first team. 1631 total yards rushing and seventh in the country in that. I know there may be, I try not to be biased, there may be a little bias on certain ends, but fans aren't happy with that, and we're not happy about that. I think it's ridiculous.
No, I would agree, but I am biased, unfortunately. But
right.
I would say that what he accomplished this season, and okay, the Cowboys were 2-10. That makes it even a bigger accomplishment to me. And he did it against everybody. He was terrific all season long, and I think it's really unfair, but every time you have a team like this selected by a bunch of people, going to have some really unfortunate endings, and that's, I cannot believe he's not on the first team. That's just ridiculous.
I can understand, I understand it about, you know, teams with winning records and better teams are typically going to get these postseason honors.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened about the most deserving player, regardless? I mean, these are individual awards, not team awards, in my opinion. The individual far outweighed any other. I mean, I think Brian Hill was better than Pumphrey. Now, you know, I have no problem with him being on there, but these are individual awards, not team ones, in my opinion.
Those are our individual awards, and I'm not saying anything against anybody, but Pumphrey had the best offensive line in the league. Without question, I think, and I'm not taking anything away from him, please. But this guy did it game in and game out, and I just think it's really unfortunate that he's not on that first team. But you know what? You've got a bunch of people selecting it, and I'm a little disappointed that head coaches wouldn't vote for him. Media members sometimes they have their own reasons for voting, and some of them I would say don't even see all the games, but or all the teams. But the head coaches, they saw plenty of film on him, and they saw what he could do. And so I it's just very disappointing. And we at least know how great he is, and we know what he accomplished this year, and we're all very proud of him.
You know, Kevin, I agree with Hill wholeheartedly. Were you also a little surprised that that Eddie Yarborough wasn't on the first team. And again, I know the defense struggled mightily this year, but he still led the Mountain West in tackles among defensive linemen, was fifth in sacks, and double teamed just about every time he played. I mean, I was almost as surprised as he didn't make it, as almost as much as Hill was.
Well, I agree with you. He has been on there 2 years in a row, but it's clearly their selections are based on records. And I sometimes understand that in certain cases, but these are individual awards. And Eddie did lead the league. Hill did what he did, and those guys deserve to be first-team guys. I was very, very surprised, very, very disappointed.
Kevin, switching gears to hoops, we had the play-by-play guy on for DU earlier in the show. And we know Wyoming is a young team with new dynamics.
Yeah.
New dynamics, right?
Yeah.
With 12 freshmen and sophomores on the roster, DU's got 13 of their 17 as freshmen and sophomores. So I don't think anybody within the DU program is feeling sorry for the Cowboys right now with how young the Cowboys are. Now, the difference is they have three seniors as well.
Yeah, and I think there's... they're much like they usually are, because the way DU plays, it's the system, it's not the players necessarily. It's the Joe Scott system, and so if you can get those kids to buy in and do what you want them to do, it's the system that is winning games, not a bunch of individual players or veteran players. And so I know this. It'll be a very difficult game. Wyoming has had a terrible time down there lately, and it's going to be a real challenge and experience for the Wyoming team to go to Magnus and play this team, even though it is laden with lots of young guys. It's still the system, and it's still Joe Scott, and it'll be very tough.
What do you think, Kevin, that granted, you know, Joe Scott has had some good teams and very solid teams, and you mentioned the system. That's not easy to play against, but what is it about going to Denver? Is there anything about the arena? I mean, again, I don't want to take anything away from the teams that Joe's had down there, but what makes it so hard for Wyoming to play down in that arena in your mind?
Well, it's really a great question. I think that often in these games, Denver – maybe plays a little bit above what it usually does because it's Wyoming and it's a rival game. It's a good arena for a home team. They shoot much better there than they do on the road, and they just play a little bit, I think, above their regular level when they play the Cowboys there, or if they played Colorado State there. These are programs that I know they look forward to playing and look forward to beating. But they've always shot well when the Cowboys go down there, and it is the system, and that's fine. But they've had some very good perimeter shooters in their home arena when the Cowboys have been there. Didn't shoot quite that well when they were in the AA, but shot very well in Magnus, and that's what home court is. But I think in the main they have good players, but it's a heck of a system that people aren't used to playing, and fortunately the Cowboys play this game, and then we'll play Air Force twice, and they're obviously similar, not identical like they may have been at one time, but it's quite different. It's going to be very different for Wyoming's new players to see that and to experience it, because it gets to veterans even. It's just and you say, well, why doesn't everybody play it that way? I don't know that you can recruit a lot of guys to that system over a long period of time that would be able to compete at a high level. And it's just a very difficult scheme to run, and it's certainly very difficult to defend.
Always good to catch up, Kevin. It was great talking with you, and we'll do it again next week.
Okay, always glad to talk about the Bears or the Cowboys.
Kevin, are they going to beat the Niners next or this Sunday?
I don't know. I I think so. I think they're feeling good about it, and I have a good feeling about it.
Well, Keith said the Bears are his team now. So.
My boys, my Bears.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I'm a Jay Cutler fan.
Who was your team?
Oh, I'm a Broncos fan. I'm just giving. I like Jay Cutler. I'm one of the few that do.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit, too.
I like Jay Cutler as a quarterback.
I am now officially saying he's worth the money.
Until they lose to the Niners,
yeah,
right?
Until they lose next week, yeah.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.